with the power of nature.
Obama versus the Supremes and Assad versus the Rebels. Oh, we have a lot of odd matchups to talk about. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Let's start first with Syria. Why do we start with Syria? Because you want to talk about what's happening humanitarian-wise. It just rips you up, really, to see it. There's something about realizing this isn't Hollywood, this isn't a movie, this is real. You see a tank pull up and just take out a family, boom, like that. And you realize, wow, thank God I live in the United States of America, because this is barbaric what's happening to the Syrian people. But at the same time, what's the U.S. to do when we are drowning and mired in debt and helping everybody and their brother? Geez, you want to jump in, but at what cost? The answer is the costs are too great for us to step into so many of the things that we see happening in a big way. Boots on the ground. No boots on the ground. Cannot do boots on the ground. Let me repeat myself. We cannot do boots on the ground because we have our voluntary military stretched so thin already in Afghanistan. And we're trying as a nation to grapple with how we feel about Afghanistan and the 2014 withdrawal, the promise of the 2014 withdrawal. Now, a guy like Assad, if he says he would honor a peace accord or a peace deadline, what are the odds of trusting that Assad would do just that? The conversation heading into the week, into the beginning of April, was whether or not there would be money, equipment, that kind of stuff given to the rebels. We don't really even know who the rebels are. It's just a wild bunch of people who are trying to stop the atrocities of Assad. Be careful who we ultimately, this is part of the problem, we have to be careful of who we get in bed with as well for where this ends up in Syria. Look at Egypt. Look at what's happened. Even Tunisia would be something on a much smaller scale to wonder about. So Syria, the Syrian government has agreed to begin immediately to pull its forces out of populated areas and is going to complete its withdrawal by April 10th. Shocker. The Syrian foreign minister made that promise to a special envoy sent from the UN, Kofi Annan, you remember him, and our ambassador says that the Syrian ambassador of the United Nations is committed to the success of a peace plan, which calls for the withdrawal of the Syrian forces, as well as the opposition. So could it be that there isn't an end coming soon, a realistic end to this entire deal? From our State Department, Victoria Nuland says that the U.S. warning is pretty clear. And, you know, the biggest problem is enough is enough.
When Homs was under shelling attack, they didn't even know what was happening on the other side of the city, let alone be able to talk to opposition leaders in cities across Syria. Those who are still carrying out his bloody orders, there are people bearing witness to that, and they will be held to account. And, you know, folks anywhere who are committing atrocities need to know that justice will find them.
All right, so how many people have been killed? Well, nobody knows the exact body count, but let's say 9,000 since this started a year ago. And the Syrian government says armed terrorist groups are to blame for this whole thing, but really the rest of the world is looking at the president, Bashar al-Assad, as the crazy nut who has gone after his own people. Over the weekend, it was sketchy. More people died. You know, they just call it fresh violence. That's the word for it, fresh violence. It's awful. And the bodies piling up truly is what you see. I mean, this is it. You've got refugees all over the place, tent cities and beyond, single families packed, jammed into some of these places, trying to help the people who are surviving the uprising, the burned out neighborhoods, the houses, awful, awful stuff. So could it be that we can trust what's happening with the Syrian government? Let's hope so, because then that's less of a chance that we're going to get too deep into this. We've already announced that we're going to dump in $1.25 million to establish what they're calling a Syrian Accountability Clearinghouse. What does that mean? It's just a fancy word for training Syrians and other organizations connected to it to collect evidence in the human rights atrocities and violations so that they can go after some kind of a prosecution in the end. And U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton threw in another $12 million in humanitarian aid. That doubles the amount of American money pledged for aid for hospitals and medical training and all that sort of stuff. So there's already been communications and medical support. Now they're trying to expand it. And you heard Victoria Nuland say that. Wow. So Syrian's ambassador to the United Nations says, you know, that could this all come to an end? We'll see if they stick to that date. Clearly, that's the key. Are they going to stick to the date, and honor it? Or is this more of the same old, same old? It's not the same old on this show. How about the president coming out swinging big time when it comes to the Supremes threatening that they need to uphold the health care law for whatever the threat can be? Remember, we have three branches of government, executive, legislative, and judicial. The judicial guys are going to do what they think they need to do. Nine in robes will decide by the end of June. Will it be to uphold the law or strike at least a portion of it down? The president says that would be such a huge mistake, and it would affect people who have pre-existing conditions. So it would, in fact, be, in his words, it would be a disaster to do that. And this is his baby at this point. It is his baby. But I don't know that it's so good for the rest of us. It comes down to that one thing. Where is the competition for our business? Ultimately, who's going to force that with the insurance companies? And this is something that could have been done a long time before healthcare and the thousands of pages went flying into the breeze at the Capitol. So this is one that could have been tackled. One of many things that have been on the docket for a long, long time. And it's called Pass the Buck, Pass the Buck, Pass the Buck. Unemployment in Europe, 10.8%. That sounds familiar. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
ATN talking about a whole bunch of things in this mashed up version because, man, a lot is going on. Heading into April like a strong wind. Let's go out to Jay in Kentucky. Kentucky, they do it. They knock off Kansas. How about that, Jay?
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, I got a question for you. You there?
Go for it. Yeah, I'm listening. Go for it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sound like he got cut off there for a minute. My bad. Hey, didn't Obama kind of sound like he was stumbling around a little bit when he was talking about the health care?
Yes. I think he was rattled. I think somebody told him something, but I don't know what.
I think it got leaked to him because the vote's already happened. I think it got leaked to him, and basically they can still change their mind by June.
Right.
But once they get to start writing their depositions and so forth, and their explanations, the less likely they are going to change their vote. And he was basically campaigning to them 9 people to please, he was begging them to please change your vote. That's all I got left to run on.
Right.
This campaign year. You think just before an election, the only thing that he's really done in his previous administration up to this point was to pass a health care bill that's going to get shot down. But as he begs and pleads, what he's not realizing is it's still unconstitutional. That'd be like my next-door neighbor going out and crashing his car with no insurance and saying, well, you're his neighbor. You have to pay for it so he can get back and forth to work.
Would that not be the worst? So you'd tear your hair out.
Administration, their head's so far up, their yin-yang. And then their little Vegas trip out there, this government-funded, taxpayer-funded over $800,000. Did you tap into that yet?
Yes. Crazy. You know, it's you would figure that after this isn't anything, I shouldn't say it isn't anything new, but once that stories like that started to come out, you know, more people, more folks shied away from that. But you would think that we wouldn't even be hearing about anything like that. It's just, I think it's just, is it just ignorance is bliss or better to ask for forgiveness? I don't know. I don't understand how the stuff like that keeps happening. I don't get it.
The administration.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you later, Kate. I just wanted to throw my two cents in.
Yeah, thanks, Jay. I don't get it. I mean, he's right. When he's saying it's the administration, I don't get it. I don't get if it's just, okay, we're going to, you know, even the most liberal person that we've had on the show, our pal Ellen Ratner, who said, we had a long discussion about this because she's covered the White House and covered Washington for a long time, said she's never seen anything like it where somebody declares that they're going to be completely transparent and they're anything but transparent. In fact, she even said that the Bush people, at least when they told you something was happening, it was happening. And it happened on time. Well, it's not about press conferences and breaking news and all that. It's just about, if you say you're going to be transparent, then be transparent. And when you're asked questions, just answer the questions. So I think somebody did, I agree there, I think somebody did leak something to the president, and that's why he got his back up and started to talk about it, because he hadn't come out like that before. And last week was the whole oral arguments and knowing that they met on Friday, and then when's the decision going to come out and how it could affect Obama. I think that rattled his cage. All right, speaking of rattling cages, I'm going to jump around a little bit on this. Jay in Kentucky just called us, and he went through a whole thing with us maybe a week ago talking about pink slime and what it was. Well, the whole pink slime deal, which used to be huge, AFA Foods, now, not surprisingly, here's the other side of the story, had to file for bankruptcy protection, and they say they're going to sell probably a big chunk of their assets because of the media coverage. The whole idea of the meat filler being called pink slime, it has killed this business, because grocery store after grocery store says, no, thank you, I don't want it. I don't want it anymore. And AFA is one of the biggest ground beef processors in the United States. Check this out. You know, when we say the word big, they produce about 50 million pounds of ground beef annually. Mm. And they sell, you know, they're under different names, but they sell some of that ready ground beef that you get in the supermarket. So the backlash over pink slime is killing this company. Killing it. In fact, they've got to halt production at some of the plants, and it's led to some problems with those supermarkets I mentioned. Safeway, one of them, they're not going to carry the meat any longer. The word pink slime, because I was curious about this and I read this, was actually used by a microbiologist who coined that term back in 2002. He toured a facility, you know, one of the places where they were making this stuff, and he sent an email to somebody. He called it pink slime. And now this current round of debating this has been brought up on the Food Channel, and a lot of people are now having their attentions brought to this whole idea of what the filler is. See, here's the thing. Do you read what you eat? I'm guilty as charged. I'm one of those people that, yes, sometimes I read, but do I read enough? You have to, when people talk to you, when you see these shows, when you're flipping around out of boredom and some of the health segments come on. That's why we started, frankly, throwing in health segments, because there's so much we don't know. And as much as we can rail on politics and everything else, I mean, health is number one, taking care of your health. That's why we're so furious over where we are with health care in the first place in this country. But the people, I think, have been going around in a fog. And part of that is not wanting to know, I'm not sure, but the word pink slime and what's in your foods and what you're ingesting is I think, often very scary because you don't. I think people don't realize what they're doing. Let me throw this at you on AFA, this meat filler place. It's out of King of Prussia in Pennsylvania, which is really outside of Philadelphia. They have plants in a couple of areas, California, Georgia, New York, Pennsylvania, and Texas. They've got about 850 full-time people who work for them, and they had a huge annual revenue. I mean, this is big stuff. Their annual revenue as of December of 2011 was $958 million. $958 million. The company filing court papers, so they have $219 million in assets and $197 million in liabilities. Yeah, see, once the bad publicity slammed them and people started to think about, ooh, what am I doing? What am I giving to my kids? What am I eating? Why am I eating something called pink slime? Why would I do that? Do I really? Can I get something that's not pink slime? And the answer is, if your food is preserved, it's like the French fries from McDonald's look petrified. They do. They look petrified, right? Are they under hot lights or whatever? But they just look prepackaged. They look prepackaged to me. And who knows? They could stay in that condition if you left them on your kitchen table for a couple of days. So it can't be that good. Common sense would tell us that it can't be that good, and I think it's scary. We're seeing the cancer rates and seeing what's happening, and a lot of that, I believe, has to do with some of the pesticides and other crap that food has gone through where it didn't used to go through so many different hoops. But the whole idea of the pink slime and getting rid of it, bravo. Bravo. Somebody served me a piece of meat and said, oh, don't worry, it has some pink slime in it. What's pink slime filler? Oh, sure, no problem. I can't wait to cut into this juicy steak. Oh, and for what you pay in some cases, give me a break. All right, I know we're cherry picking all over the place, but this is fun. It's fun because there's so much to jump to that I want to make sure we get it in. We are going down the straightaway, and we've got a bunch of stuff to talk about, including, are they really doing these illegal immigration sweeps, or is that just more lip service? Find out next.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code, and there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbors' manufacturing businesses.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
A couple of statistics, because I don't want to leave you hanging. Don't you hate it when people leave you hanging? All right, first of all, when it comes to these crackdowns on illegal immigrants, or what's the kind word we're supposed to use now? I don't know. Undocumented workers. Somebody told me it was politically incorrect. Why was I saying illegal immigrants or aliens or whatever? So, okay, undocumented workers. Federal agents cracked down. They did. 3,100 last week. Biggest ever, they say, op. Going after criminals. That's what you want to hear, right? And so-called fugitives, they're going to deport them. Does this mean cat and mouse and they come back again? This is stuff that happened from Saturday to Thursday of last week. 50 states, they used all this intelligence they were gathering and were able to do that. For example, in Dallas, from the raid, what they were able to find, a supervisor came up with a guy who had been deported before and had a drunk driving conviction. So they went to his house and were able to round him up and get him out of there. That's good, right? You don't want these kind of people roaming the streets, because a lot of them were, like, one guy was wanted for murder in Jamaica, drug dealing, another one, murder for another guy who was living in El Paso. The list goes on and on. Somebody else convicted of manslaughter and assault with a deadly weapon, and you know how they slip through. And there's going to be people that slip through. There's no 100%, no matter what you build, a wall, a fence, a notice I say wall and fence, they're different. whatever. But still, the criminals that seep through, and it's gotten really bad in parts of Phoenix. That's why Jan Brewer goes hysterical. The governor, I don't blame her, because that's what she's saying. Listen, somebody has to enforce the law then. I got people leaving. I got people worried. My phone's blowing up, and it's all these problems. And some of the problems are with the people that have the unsavory side, let's say, like the murder, manslaughter, and all these other things. So how many people among us are here illegally? We don't know. The estimate or guesstimate, because it's a guess, is 11.9 million. I think it's higher than that. I think it's much higher. But these are statistics from the Pew Center. And the deportation last year, the overall number was almost 400,000 people. Almost 400,000 people. I didn't even talk about this, but the Supreme Court, for all of the avalanche coming down on the head of the Supreme Court over what's ultimately going to be the ruling when it comes to health care, the individual mandate, all that stuff, and whether they're going to separate it out or some of the rules stands like pre-existing conditions or whatever. The Supreme Court came up with a big one. Strip searches in jail are okay. How about that? So this is security versus privacy. 5-4 was the vote. The court rejected a challenge from a New Jersey guy who, his argument was, it's unconstitutional. I was going to say, nice try. It's unconstitutional to force everyone to strip down for inspection. The guy's name, where this case went all the way up, was Albert Florence, and he was picked up by a state trooper because of some mistake in the state records that mistakenly said he was wanted on an outstanding warrant for an unpaid fine. But even if the warrant had been valid, failure to pay a fine isn't a crime in New Jersey. So here's what happened to him. He was actually held for a week in two different jails before the charges were dropped. At each jail, he had to shower with that de-lousing soap and undergo a strip search. I can see why he was upset. So his lawyers were arguing that those searches are unconstitutional unless the cops have reason to believe that the person is carrying a weapon or drugs. But the court's majority said it's difficult for jailers to know who's dangerous and who isn't when you talk about 13 million people, prisoners, that they have to see go through the system, because they don't have criminal records when they take people in. For the most part, they don't have those, right? And one of the things that was thrown out, one of the things that was thrown up as the reason for the 5-4 was they talked about Timothy McVeigh, who was initially picked up for not having a license plate on his car. And we also know that one of the 9/11 terrorists was stopped and ticketed for speeding just a couple of days before the hijacking of Flight 93. So what the court said in the ruling, the way it was written, that people detained for minor offenses can turn out to be the most dangerous criminals. I don't know. There's something about that. Hope you never accidentally get picked up for something you didn't do because the records are incorrect and you had to be strip searched. That would really ruin your day, wouldn't it? I understand why they pursued that. I understand why he got an attorney and pursued that, because that was a big blunder. Big blunder. But, no, this is it. Security, privacy. In this case, security ruled over privacy. Maybe this is a thing to come of the court with all the challenges that lie ahead, like we keep talking about, and we haven't gotten to this point yet, but internet, big. I threw out a big number when it came to unemployment. There's another payoff for you. It's actually not a payoff, but the number of people looking for work in 17 countries that use the euro, gee, no surprise, has hit now its highest level. We're talking about unemployment numbers, 10.8%, almost 11%. I don't think that's shocking. 10.8% in February from 10.7% the month before. So unemployment, about 17 million. But what a contrast to our unemployment. if you believe the numbers, 8.3, because I think it's a little higher. I don't think it's 10.8 or any of that, but I think it's a lot higher than the number that we're given. So the eighth straight month of unemployment will probably reinforce all those concerns that the Eurozone's in a recession. Spain. They keep coming up with austerity measures to do whatever they can. I mean, they are paddling with everything they have. You have Greece, Portugal, Ireland. They already got a bailout. See, isn't that that's the thing. If you don't want the bailout, you try to float on your own, but then all of a sudden everybody else is tanking you. Oops, so sorry, you should have gotten in line for that bailout. You could have been one of the first people. Now I'm not so sure we have enough to help you. Good thing that people like Greece were able to dip in twice. Twice. Oh. And Ireland, Germany, and the others have to fend for themselves. You'll just have to wait. We'll get to you. Wait. Only one at a time. 10.8%. So high. All right, here's the other thing. If you were taking a trip to southern Mexico, 6.3 was what it measured on the Richter scale. We're talking earthquake. Looking at a map, man, that is so close to Acapulco. You think of the problems in Mexico trying to get tourists to go down there. You look at the State Department website. No, don't go, don't go, don't go. Now this earthquake in the middle of that, not too far from a lot of the areas where they're trying to get people to come back to Mexico. And the USGS says that Mexico is one of the most seismically active areas of the world, that they see an average of about 7 earthquakes with magnitudes greater than 3.0. Greater than 3.0, because that's pretty high, the number already. But the area, I guess, is spaced out enough. You know, it's not Mexico. When we talk about where it hit, we talk about the epicenter, 17 miles from Guerrero, 7.6 miles deep. So the fear is how far in Mexico, just like in California, how far off are we from the big one? But 6.3, I wouldn't be feeling real cozy with 6.3. Ooh. You know, you start to get into the sixes, or you get closer to seven. If the area were tighter, boy, that'd be pretty tough. Speaking of tough, the JetBlue pilot who was charged for, you know, basically having a mental breakdown, meltdown, whatever you want to call it, had to go to court. He was ordered held without bond. This was just a brief appearance before a federal judge in Amarillo, Texas, so they processed him quick. And he was the captain of Flight 191, so he's been treated since last Tuesday when he was arrested and then charged with interfering with a flight crew. Never flown JetBlue, but can you imagine what that would be like to have been on that plane where he started to make these remarks during the flight that worried the first officer, who was the co-pilot? He was yelling over the radio to air traffic control and told them to be quiet. Then, of course, he did the unthinkable to the people on the plane, the erratic behavior. That's a five-hour flight, too, from New York to Las Vegas. Imagine the frustration of being on that flight. Frustration with some people in Lexington. Ooh, I'm going to tell you about that next.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Another one did bite the dust. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney heading for the finish line, the exit stage right, if you will. But before we do that, we're going to jam in some good stuff for you. The Kentucky Wildcats knocked down the Jayhawks. What was the final score? 67-59. Not even close. So Kentucky picks up its eighth NCAA men's hoop championship. Last one, 1998. This was in New Orleans. And you think of the freshman phenom, Anthony Davis, who was just named AP's College Basketball Player of the Year. He was just incredible. I mean, not in this one. In this one, he kind of, there were a bunch of times where he missed what would have been just easy for Davis, easy shots. But he did have 16 boards and 5 assists. Lamb was really the fly in the ointment for the Wildcats. He scored 22 points. And Kentucky really started to put him away pretty much in the beginning. So the top-seeded Wildcats and the Jayhawks squared off earlier in the season. Kentucky won that one, now winning this one on Monday night's championship game. But, my friends, I love the people in Lexington, Kentucky. However, the riots and the fires and everything that's happened there in light of this win, that's the sad part of that. You got to use some common sense. There are smarter ways to celebrate. So I hate that. I hate that the police are out there having to stop people who are doing crazy things, just not thinking about it. Perhaps so excited they partook it too much in the spirits, if you will. And this has led to some craziness. You got to calm down. Because this is something to celebrate, not something to ruin your neighbor's property with or the guy down the street. I mean, that's the worst to me. There's nothing worse than seeing somebody get hurt because some idiot throws a beer bottle or gets crazy and flips over a couch and scares a group of people to death as they're just trying to kind of mill around and find themselves in the middle of it. So you got to think twice before you start heaving stuff. I get excitement, but boy, that's the wrong thing to do. And we see it more and more. I said it in our last show. We see it more and more with sporting events where it's like people have lost their mind. And it's too late. If it's only temporary, you're temporarily high on the situation and you just do something. I'm just going to give everyone the benefit of the doubt. Something out of character, let's say. You're not necessarily thick between the ears. You're just crazy with excitement and somebody talks you into it. And before you know it, you've set a couch on fire and somebody's coaxing you into throwing some beer bottles. Ooh. Yeah, I'd say take a step back from that. Take a big step back, because Lexington, you're just way too good for that. The ultimate, I think, ultimate horse country. So don't ruin the good reputation of Lexington by going nuts for whatever it is that fueled you into doing that. Awful. All right, speaking of being fueled into doing things, we've brought this up before, but the bounty situation with the Saints, just so sad that it got to the point where what's going to happen? You're going to cripple some people to make some money. So are the Saints going to now hire Bill Parcells as the interim head coach because Sean Payton is suspended? The NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, said he thinks that if the Saints choose Parcells, then they've done a service to themselves because of certainly his reputation and what he's been able to do with the teams he's, that he's matched up. Maybe it does end up being Parcells. But certainly the team owner would have to sign off on things anyway. But how about that? It's gotten that bad with the bounty situation, and the idea that some of these guys could maybe do some jail time. Maybe. And by the way, with the Kentucky thing, one person was wounded. So one person, the information I have shows that one person was wounded. Let's hope it's just one, but one is one too many. They said people in Lexington are just too classy for that. But there was gunfire, and not just the small fires that were out there and the people that were celebrating, but somebody took it way, way too far. And it's non-life threatening. I guess that's the good news, because fans filled the streets near the Lexington campus, I mean, just within minutes of the championship game wrapping up. And they had several dozen people by the time the game had been over only a few minutes. That's how many they had. I'm just lighting things up all over the place. Car crashed in the patio area at a bar and grill where some people were actually eating. Luckily, the metal and brick wall kept the car from getting onto the patio. And that had to be scary for those people. I'm just sitting here watching the game, watching to see what's going on with the Wildcats. And before you know it, things are wrapping up and poof, you got somebody who's wounded and all this. And then that means that it takes some of the victory, it takes the V out of victory for the players who ponied up, killed themselves to get that far up and down the court. Man, that's the opposite of what you want to do, is take it away from them, take the victory away from them, because somebody's going to walk away surly and say, oh, those fans, that team, trust me, is a long-suffering Philadelphia fan. You never get rid of that label. I mean, you never, ever get rid of it. Never. All right, as we head for this final turn, we are into the final turn, just a re-rack of what happened. A gunman, probably the worst story in the day, a gunman decides to open fire at a California university that he used to attend. 7 people dead. 3 were wounded in this. I mean, this is a small Christian U in Cali. So what was he doing there? What pushed him to do that? All those are still the same questions we were asking ourselves earlier in the day when we heard the story. 10:30-ish is maybe a little bit before this, when he went in and started to shoot people. They had to bring in a lot of cops. They had officers that formed a perimeter around the school because they thought he was still inside. He got out, went to a mall that was close by. When he was questioned because he was acting a little bit strange, he confessed to what happened. He said what had happened. That had to be scary. Because anybody who knows guns, and many of you have guns and you've called up to talk about them, it's that popping, that firecrack sound that sounds exactly like that, a firecracker. And you don't know, I think you don't know what you're listening to when you hear that. I mean, I guess now, with any school, whether it's a small Christian school or a giant public school or a high school versus a middle school, one of the things that has to be done is, in some sort of delicate way, especially for younger students, they have to teach them about the possibilities, have some kind of drills in case somebody comes in. What do you do? What do you do if somebody comes in, you don't recognize them, and you see them headed for your classroom and you're in the hallway? I mean, all this stuff is obviously important now because we live in a different world versus when I went to school. I mean, it seemed like almost anything went compared to now, too. But we didn't have to go through metal detectors. We didn't have to worry. At least I never looked over my shoulder thinking somebody's got a gun or somebody could come to school or somebody doesn't like somebody I go to school with, so we're all going to pay. I mean, all that kind of craziness, we didn't even think, and I guess we didn't realize how insulated and how lucky we were because of that. Just some food for thought, folks. Hey, send me your thoughts on the show to americatonight.net.
I appreciate your understanding.
Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?